The study, released by the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families, reviewed criminal records for 1,000 juveniles convicted in 2001. It found that more than two-thirds of them committed another crime over the next 6 years, and it found those most likely to reoffend spent time in jail for their first offense. Study author Wendy Henderson says that finding indicates that for this group of teens, the justice system isn't working.
17-year-olds, when they go into the adult system, are having such poor outcomes that this is a policy that we can't continue.
Henderson says there's a fix for the problem sitting in a legislative committee right now. A bill that would return 17-year-olds to the juvenile system was introduced last session but was never brought to a vote. Henderson says money may play a role in getting it passed this year, but she says she's confident lawmakers and the governor can find a place in the budget to provide what's needed.
A large component of the legislation is making sure that there's enough funds to provide services for the 17-year-olds who are brought back to the juvenile system. We're hoping the funding becomes a real top priority this legislative session.
Wisconsin is one of only 13 states that treats youth younger than 18 as adults. Changing the law is one of many recommendations in a report written by the Governor's Commission on Reducing Racial Disparities in the Justice System last year. That's because minority youth account for 75% of the 17-year-olds sentenced to prison time for nonviolent misdemeanors. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.